T-Mobile. NAKPP Mobile. You coming?
That didn't work.
Got an early haircut this morning.
Okay. Anyhow, just pulling in at the just pulling in at the breakfast. Travel safe, catch you.
One of these days I'll have to make it to breakfast. Enjoy breakfast. Enjoy that omelet and toast for me. I'll talk to you soon.
Alrighty, W8FU.
Mac Daddy, how long before you're here to help? Oh, Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy, are you coming to help today?
Where are you at?
Gonna be up by Hackleberg, Indian River.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna make that one.
Oh, give it a.
I thought you were on vacation. What are you doing?
At this exact moment, it sounds like I'm lacking in Verizon coverage, but putting up some microwave, getting an internet connection to the Hackleberg DMR repeater.
All righty. You got Cam up there with you?
Do I have Walt with me? Sorry.
You got Cam up there with you?
No, it was a last-minute plans put together, and I guess he probably wouldn't help anyways. He's got, he's doing that bump-and-run stuff, so he's not available much, I guess, on weekends right now. He's too busy smashing up cars.
Alrighty, well, be safe, and good luck. Catch you later. Where am I at? W8FU.
Hey, talk to you later. KB8SW.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
KF8BOT monitoring.
Tango Bravo Tango 9 Charlie Whiskey monitoring. KD8DCI monitoring. Tango Bravo Tango 9 Charlie Whiskey. Can I get a check? Tango, Bravo, Tango, 9, Charlie, Whiskey. Can I get a check, please?
NAKPP from WAFU.
WAFU, ABAPR.
Hey, baby. Hey, Phil. I'm going to pass over to Wally.
I was just listening over on the other band, giving a little lecture there, were you? Go ahead, Wally.
NAKPP. Yeah, go ahead, Wally. Yeah, I thought you called me. Yeah, I did. You know, I just... That wasn't you over on the other band, was it?
Negative. I had heard a bunch of somebody saying Matt or something like that, but I was in the house. I just let it go.
Okay, sounded like you, your voice, but, you know, I don't have your call sign there committed to memory, but, yeah, somebody was trying to learn me on the rules.
Yeah, if somebody had an emergency, they'd be on the microphone saying, help, help, or something like that.
Yeah, I heard somebody being kind of a doofus, but...
Can anybody hear me?
I just chose not to engage.
These folks, that's like, it always used to crack me up. People used to say that, you know, well, you know that in the event of emergency, you can use any means available to communicate, you know, even if it's police radio. That doesn't mean you can keep police communications capability on you at all times. That's the difference. And they tried to argue that since I can use them in an emergency, therefore I can have them. No, that's not how that works.
Well, it's pretty easy since you got the master key.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that you picked up, but some, you know, unlicensed goofball got on, and, you know, and then some guy said, you know, go get a license, it's easy enough, and that was the end of it, and then the one guy said, well, I said, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, you should, you know, stop and find out if they have an emergency, because they are allowed to, you know, get out of here, you moron.
Yeah, that might have been a story 25 years ago, but everybody and their brother 12 years and older has got a cell phone, so, yeah, that doesn't hold much weight. So, all right, I'm going to let you go. I promised my bride I was going to feed her, so I'm going to go do that.
All right, have fun. Catch you later. I would have been shocked if it was you, like I said, but the voice, I wasn't sure, and I don't, you know, and like I said, I don't have any calls memorized over there, like zero. Maybe Nick Jax is about the only one. Roger!
Roger, WRMZ 640.
Wrong band.
I know, I was just messing with you. And 8KPP.
Donut Dave writes on Facebook, wow, I'm old. Like, ha, I wish.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, by the way, I just went through that car wash north of where you live there on this side of 13. They got a good deal going on. You get buy a pack of 10 washes for $40.
Which one is that?
It's on the east side, the Quinder, North 13 there. I don't know the name of it. Kelly's, I think, or something.
Yeah, that ain't a bad deal at all. I pay like $22 a month for unlimited jacks, and I don't use it enough to warrant it in some months. You know, some months I use the hell out of it, other months I don't. I've been thinking about freezing it. I do like the ability to take it in any time it gets dusty, but, you know, being on a dirt road. But something like that would be better, because then, you know, I mean, hell, if you use up all 10 in a month, then, you know, it still is a good deal. But if, you know, that's not likely. You know, once a week. But, you know, when you go on those long periods where you don't need to wash as much, they're not time limited.
Exactly. Yeah, the car wash right near us is $18 a month unlimited. And I bought it once last year when there was a lot of weeks of, you know, it was going to be snowing like every other day, which means salt on the road and stuff like that. And actually used it about, I think about 4 or 5 times in a month, so it was worth it. But otherwise, I never do that. I like these kind of things where you can use them whenever you want and they don't expire.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll change. But they are opening a Jack's right at 12 and Stevenson, which I'm... That one's... Right now, the closest Jack's to me is... I got one right by work, which is very convenient, but I don't take my car to work as often. If I did, I'd probably watch it every other day. But the one I got's over at 13 and Mound, and it's been so messed up over there. And even so, it's just... It's persnickety to get in and out of that one. But they're going to open one right at 12 and Stevenson, so that'll be a little more convenient for me. I'm over that all the time anyhow.
Yeah, I just have a thing in my mind. I don't want, like I used to say, I don't want to pay more than $5 a watch. Now it's $6, I think, is the minimum you can get by with. And this place is normally $6 for a basic watch. This, with the package, you get the better watch, $8, which I think is a scam. I don't know, they say, well, they give you some kind of extra something. I don't think it's worth it. So, but still, it's a limited special. I think he's not going to be going on forever. So, 10 washes, $40. $4 a wash. That fits my bill. So, it's a little out of my way, but of course I come down here every Saturday, so that should work out.
No, sounds like a winner. Have you been through that one? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, I've gone through it before. And yeah, it's decent. It's good. I mean, not Jack's, but I think Jack's is over. You overpay for that. I tell you, when I did work for Wes Wolfield for a while, I got $2 washes. We could pay $2, and that was for the interior, too.
Well, sounds like one I'll have to check out. All right, I just walked in. I'm going to get to a few things. And you sound like you're getting a little pickety, so you're probably getting not far from home. We'll catch you. W8FU.
Yeah, okay, I'm on my repeater. It's suffering really badly these days. 5-mile range is about the max these days. ABAPR.
Looking forward to getting it back to its glory. W8FU.
K8ZTP monitoring. N1KRD.
K88OSD, Marysville, listening. N8KPP.
KF8S Mobile.
N8ASB, this is KA8EAO Mobile.
KE8PJT Mobile. KE8PJT Mobile.
88 RQS testing.
Sometimes it's like work.
W8FSM from W8FU.
Kilo Delta B, Romeo Quebec Sierra testing. Kilo Delta A, Romeo Quebec Sierra testing. Testing.
KFAAYL mobile and monitoring.
T8BB.